The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday weapons inspectors in Iraq need several months to complete their work. The IAEA Director General Mohamed El-Baradei spoke in Paris. Mr. El-Baradei reiterated calls for Iraq to more actively cooperate with United Nations weapons inspectors in order to speed up the completion of their work.
We need still a few months to achieve our mission. How long would it take us depends on the cooperation we get from Iraq in terms of documents, in terms of interviews with Iraq scientists, in terms of physical evidence of things that has been destroyed.
Mr. El-Baradei said there is a clear incentive for the Iraqi government to work with the inspectors.
If Iraq fully cooperates in all respects, we can within a year report that conditions are met for the suspension of sanctions. But that is something different from our conclusion that Iraq has no longer weapons of mass destruction or nuclear weapons.
Following talks in Paris with Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin, Mr. El-Baradei said UN Security Council members are beginning to supply intelligence information to UN weapons inspectors. He recently told Time magazine that there is a consensus in the intelligence community that Baghdad continues to have nuclear and biological programs. Mr. El-Baradei also repeated that January 27th, when he and the chief weapons inspector, Hans Blix, are due to report to the Security Council, is not any kind of deadline regarding action on Iraq. Mr. El-Baradei also said that members of the Security Council understand this. The two men are due to visit Baghdad this weekend, and they are making separate stops in several other countries before the Iraq trip. France, which currently presides over the Security Council, continues to press for a diplomatic solution to the standoff with Iraq. A series of public opinion polls, including one published Sunday, indicate most French people are opposed to going to a war against Baghdad. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.